98FM's Big Breakfast.
Take that back for good on 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast. It's 6:15. Good morning, Tuesday morning. A little bit damp outside. Still a lot of big puddles left from the big rain last night, which absolutely sucks. But, you know, we get through it today. Yes. So, Ariana Grande, who was performing at Coachella in California over the weekend, was absolutely fantastic. There's a rumour going around that she got paid $8 million for this gig. No way. No way. But anyway, she was one of the first female people to headline the entire weekend since Beyonce has done it. And she blew all the audience away. She was absolutely incredible. She even brought some surprise guests in. And that surprise guest was... NSYNC! And then did an NSYNC song with them. It was amazing. So all members of NSYNC were there. Except Justin Timberlake, but that's fine. It was still absolutely spectacular. Like, the videos online, it looks amazing. She's back on tour again. Is she going to be bringing the likes of NSYNC with her as a support? Like, she's like the biggest female artist in the world at the moment. Will she be bringing NSYNC to Dublin? That'd be amazing. She's back in Dublin September 22nd, 23rd and 25th. Tickets go on sale for the 25th on Friday. It's going to sell out. It's Seven Rings from Ariana Grande on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles.
98FM's.
U2, City of Blinding Lights on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. Good morning. 6:22. Different one of those days where you're thinking, I should just stay in bed. Get up. You're knocking things over, you're bumping into things. Possibly I'm putting this down to not enough sleep last night. What, waking up every 30 minutes. Have I slept in? No, it's alright. It's only 2 a.m. Have I slept in? No, it's only 2:15. That's basically how my night went last night. I don't know, did anything got to do with watching Game of Thrones around 9 o'clock and then going to bed afterwards. I'm like, ugh, my head was all melted. But the kind of pinnacle of it all happened when I was getting out of my car when I parked it up this morning. So to get around our building, we've got these little key fobs, and on the end of it is like a lanyard, you know, like a, it's like a piece of string, but it's like a ribbon and says 98FM on it, and it's lovely. It's kind of like, I've got mine, I've got my key on it. When I was getting out, it caught around my coffee, which was sitting in my coffee cup holder in my car, and when I was getting out of the car, it pulled the coffee cup over and tilted down, and it's not one of these if you spill me, I won't spill everywhere cups. No, it's an open top, and the coffee just pumped out like somebody had opened a dam and a reservoir. It just started emptying down all over my seat. So I'm like, crying. I don't have time to be cleaning this up. So currently at the moment, steaming up the windows in my house, sorry, not in my house, in my car, is a pair of gym shorts. Soaking up all the coffee on my seat. I'm absolutely devastated now. I can't go to the gym. That's my excuse today. Oh, my shorts are all covered in coffee.
Found cigarettes in your Fendi coat.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Westlife, hello, my love. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. Suze.
Morning.
Best TV show ever.
You want me to name it?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be Friends.
Oh, I hate when that doesn't... Yes, there you go. There's the gap. Yeah, Friends is one of the funniest and cleverest TV shows, and it's on Netflix for you to watch as well, which is good.
Yeah, or E4. They still just constantly playing that on repeat.
Really?
I feel like for the last 10 years, if you turned on E4, it was always on.
I'm surprised it never got its own channel.
Yes.
Because, like, Peppa Pig got its own channel.
What?
Yeah. It's amazing. But why are we talking about Friends? It's not coming back. They're not making a movie, but they are making a musical. Yes. Friends the Musical is going to be coming soon. And we're very excited about this because we're big Friends fans. And we want to be part of this. When I say we want to be part of this, I love a good musical.
Yeah.
All right. Wicked, saw it recently. Amazing musical. I've seen Tommy the Musical, which is the music from the band The Who.
Oh.
Yeah, Evita, amazing musical. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, saw it recently. Fantastic. But what songs would be in Friends the Musical?
Ooh, good question.
Like, there's one obvious standout song, which is probably one of the most famous songs from Friends. Not only the theme song,
oh,
but...
Oh, of course.
Go on,
you Smelly
know.
Cat. Yes.
There obviously has to be a scene in the caf, you know, with Phoebe and Smelly Cat and everybody joining in.
That's the opener, I'd say.
While I was thinking about this, what other songs would be suitable? And you were getting our calls for the Secret Sound.
Yeah.
I record something.
Okay. For inclusion in the musicals.
Yeah, so right. I think this should be part of the musical. And it's a scene with Joey.
She looked at me strangely. I looked into her eyes.
Nope.
I just said those few words to no surprise.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
So yeah, a number called How You Doing should obviously be in there. And I promise never to sing on the radio again.
Ooh,
I can't promise.
Okay,
that.
No, that actually, to be fair to you, that wasn't too bad.
Off the cuff, like.
Yeah.
No writing down lyrics. Ooh. So what songs do you reckon will be amazing from Friends the Musical?
Ooh, I've got one.
Go on.
We were on a break.
I love that. 0877 98 98 98. Do the clicky fingers, we were on a break again?
No.
We were on a break. Here's The Weeknd, Feel It Coming, 98 FM. Get your suggestions in, yeah?
Tell me what you really like.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM.
The Weeknd, Feel It Coming on 98 FM. This is The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. So myself and Susan are talking about Friends, the musical, coming to a theatre soon. But obviously they're going to need song suggestions. We did the How You Doing song. How You Doing. Susan, what was the one that you sang?
We Were on a Break.
We Were on a Break.
Yeah, that's a big number, I'd say.
We are getting so many suggestions coming in. They're amazing.
Hey, what's that over there? Is an ugly naked guy. Ugly naked guy. Is an ugly naked guy.
Of course he gets his own scene.
Of course he does. This one is fantastic.
They definitely should have This Hand Is Your Hand. This Hand Is My Hand. No wait, that's your hand. Oh no wait, it's my hand.
That's Jamie and Lisa. Thank you so much. That's amazing. So song suggestions for Friends the Musical, keep them coming. 0877 98 98 98. I'll give you a traffic update in a couple of minutes.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Five questions.
Come on.
€500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
I'm in the mood for giving away cash. Renata is probably in the mood for taking it from me. Good morning.
Good morning. Definitely. If you're giving it for nothing, I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving it for... Well, in a way, I am. All you got to do is answer questions and you can have the cash.
That's it.
Come here. You're a cleaner. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever found cash while cleaning and just went, you know, I'm just going to hang on to this?
I have disagreement with my four-year-old. Any change, like a pennies I find on the floor, I bring it home to him and he puts it in his money box, but it's only change, never any big money.
Well, here's the thing. So if you find, 10 cents here and there, and it all adds up to €1 billion at the end of the day, you know?
It's not billion, but it's definitely €50 for a few sweets and deals end of the week.
Once they deserve it, that's the main thing. And the people are going to be irresponsible dropping money around the place to deserve. No,
well, it's not my fault that they drop it. Like what they say, finders keepers, is it?
Go on, Renata. All right. Are you feeling confident about taking cash off me today?
I was before a phone call came in, and now I'm all excited and shaken, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm excited and shaken too, just talking to you. So come here, it's just the two of us and all of Dublin listening and people around the world online as well, so it's
no fine. Pressure.
No pressure at all. Okay, so you know the rules?
I do, yes.
All right, five questions, €500, get one wrong.
And you're gone.
€25.
All right, let's get into this. First question, €25. Renata.
Yes.
Who won the Masters in Augusta on Sunday? The golf there. I'll give you a clue. His first name is a type of giant cat.
Tiger. The Tiger Woods.
There you go. You're not getting any more clues, all right?
You have to help me out. I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous too, hon. I got to do this every day. You got 25 quid. Do you want to take that and leave while you're good? Or do you want to go to question two for 50?
Let's go to question two.
50 euro.
I'm rooting for you, Renata. I really am.
Thank you.
Were you listening to the show earlier on this morning, about an
yes,
hour?
Okay. Yes, I was.
Okay, you might have heard us talk about this. In which US state, Coachella, the music festival, which state does it take place in each year?
It's a Canada? No.
No.
Bugger.
I'm so sorry.
I just know that there was that Irish singer singing in one of the Canadian shows.
I see where you would have got confused with that. You know, it was in California, which is in
California,
the United States. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I should know.
That's right. Dermot Kennedy was performing at it and he was amazing. Come here, listen, I feel really bad. I'm gonna give you some movie passes so you and the kids can go.
Ah, you're so good.
Ah,
thank you very much for that.
Not at all. Listen, have a good day, all right?
Thank you, and a great show.
Thanks very much. Get some rest. Bye-bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
One step at a time, just you and I.
Tom Walker, just you and I.
One step at a time, just you and I.
So one last song suggestion for our friends, the musical, has come in from David and Walkinstown, and it is absolutely fantastic. So David in Churchtown, he did suggest Just One Corner Sofa, Pivot to Me. And so we WhatsApped him back. I'm like, go on, sing it there. And he has delivered.
Okay. Just one corner sofa, give it to me.
Give it to me. No, pivot. It's pivot, not give it. Oh, yeah. You've one job, David.
Yeah.
New music from Love on the way. I'm so tired after this nice throwback from Timberland. The way I are. It's 98FM. It's 8:24. Good morning.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Jack Jones, play on 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Hope you're all well. So, Game of Thrones fans, just to let... Right, there's no spoilers if you haven't seen episode one of season 8 yet. But there was one particular thing that happened in the show last night when I was watching this. And straight away, my imagination is weird in the way I think. Obviously, you've maybe figured that out by now. But there's a scene in it. I'm not going to say what it is, and I don't want to spoil it, but if you've seen it, you'll know. And when you do see it, you'll know. So the whole hashtag, when you know, you know. So let me know if you know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm giving you on that one, all right?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Welcome to studio, Georgie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
And producer Suze.
Morning.
You got control over this damn machine.
Yeah, I do. This morning I'm going to go for the little red button underneath, actually. Yeah, turn it over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh! What did it spit out at you?
A little white envelope.
Ooh.
This game is called Sing the Intro. It's a new game. The Mystery Machine seems to like this one.
We have to sing?
No, you don't have to sing, Georgie. Don't be worried. You don't have to sing. But have you noticed that at the start of some songs on 98FM, someone sings 98FM, mm-hmm. our logo, in the style of the song?
Oh, yeah. We just played Hosier and he did it at the start of the song.
He did it too. Yeah. We're very lucky here. We get all the celebs to sing it. So the Mystery Machine has given me 5 clips of singers singing 98FM in the style of their song. And you just have to figure out... what's the song?
I love this one.
Okay.
So is this we get one each or do we shout at each other?
Ooh. Okay, well, Coop, have a listen first. See what you think.
George Ezra.
Oh, I'm so going to lose this.
Is it George Ezra?
It's George Ezra, yeah.
My lover, lover, lover.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. I'll take that one and you can take the next one, Georgie.
Good okay? start for Coop. Yeah. Georgie, you're up.
98 FM. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Is that... Do I have to give the person or the band?
The song. Yeah, the name of the song, really.
Oh, the name of the song.
Okay, the person. The person. Okay.
Do you want it
Someone
again?
From One Direction.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Hang on.
98 FM. Can I have a bonus point for naming... The person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is it?
Louis Tomlinson.
No!
Liam Payne.
No!
Harry Styles. Just stop you crying. It's a sign of the times. We'll give you half a point.
Oh, yeah, we'll give you half a one.
Literally
all right.
writing down half a point here.
Good effort, though.
Yeah, all right, my Cooper. One. Here we go. Justin Bieber with DJ Snake.
Yeah, it's sorry. You gotta go and get angry at all of
my honesty. That. Okay, that's 2 points for me, by the
it's
way.
It's very easy for Coop. He does have advantage because he plays these songs all day, every day.
Well, Georgie listens to me play them all day, every day.
Yes, I do.
All right, Georgie, next one. 98
FM. 98 FM. Oh. I think I'm getting the easy ones.
I'm in this. You know that song?
Do you want it again?
Yeah, yeah. 98 FM. I don't even know if that's a man or a woman.
Doesn't matter.
Justin Timberlake.
It is, yeah. I got this feeling
inside my bones. Well done.
Yes.
All right, you got 1.5 points, I got 2. So
it's nearly even now, really, isn't it?
It is. Is there only one left then?
There's final one, yeah.
Okay, best of luck, Georgie. How about we each give our answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 98 FM. Oh my God.
Play it again. 98
FM. For some reason, I
see.
No. Oh, what's in secret? No, it's not secret.
Anne Marie.
It's Anne Marie.
It's Anne Marie.
Yes.
Oh, oh wow. You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. Nice one, Georgie.
Georgie
well
won.
Whoa.
2.5 points.
Congratulations. You bet me at my own game. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke. Here we go. With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner. Well, Suze, you got the gossip for us?
Yeah, let's start with a guy from Dublin called Martin Eastwood. You might have heard his name knocking around. Over the weekend, he announced that he is going to give away his Mercedes-Benz, which is worth over €20,000. You probably don't recognise his name, but you'd recognise his face, right? He's been on First Dates very recently, just over the summer. Didn't work out too well for him. He's also been on X Factor, so he's kind of striking me as someone who's just maybe looking for a bit of screen time. Here's him being a rapper on the X Factor a couple of years ago.
Clap your hands, yo, yo, we got the girls dancing on the dance floor. The party doesn't stop here, I want some more. I got it, pass it on from the left hand side. Which beautiful girl wants to give me her time?
That's very funny.
So he didn't get through. A couple of years later, he obviously had a go on First Dates. Didn't work out. And now he is, I guess what I am getting from it, is trying to launch an Instagram career. So he's looking for 100,000 Instagram followers. And when he reaches that target on his Instagram, he is going to give away his Mercedes-Benz on his Instagram page. So all you have to do is like his page, follow him, and then comment underneath for the chance to win the car. You're picking up your phone as I'm speaking.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what's his name?
To be fair, it's a pretty decent car. Is he actually going to give it away?
Well, if he said it publicly and if he reaches 100,000,
he has to, doesn't he? I don't know, things go on in some people's heads. From that to...
That sounds like a dig at me, so...
to Angela Scanlon. So she is over in the UK on BBC Radio and TV, and she's doing amazingly well. She was on Robot Wars with Dara Breen as well. She was presenting that for a while. And now BBC have given her her own show. So she's hosting a TV show called Your Home Made Perfect, which is essentially kind of like Changing Rooms or Grand Designs. It's a home makeover show, but it's all Angela's, which I think is fairly cool. So she's flying the flag for us over there. So that's on BBC Two tonight at 8 o'clock.
This is brilliant news because I just need another excuse to watch another home improvement show.
I thought you were going to say to watch Angela Scanlon.
Oh no, I love Angela Scanlon. Like, I follow her on Instagram all the time, but like, to watch another home improvement show, I'm in.
And finally, Coachella has just wrapped up a whole weekend of music, and a lot of people for the whole weekend were talking about Ariana Grande possibly bringing NSYNC on stage. She'd been tweeting a bit of stuff and putting stuff on Instagram that may have led you to believe that they would appear, and last night they did.
I'd have made a show of myself at that, so I would have singing out with my favourite NSYNC songs.
I know. That was a gossip according to Susie May Go. MP. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Hey, it's 98 FM's The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. What is going on? That is not the music I wanted to play for you. I don't
It's very inappropriate.
Is it appropriate? Hey, Suze. Yeah. Doing. How are you doing, yeah? Anyway, so one more tune. Whereabouts in the world are we going to get our last song for the show today?
For the last song, we are going to South Korea this morning. And as always, give me a song suggestion at the end of this. I'd like a nice upbeat song. I feel a bit sleepy and I need something to kickstart me again.
Are we bordering on Friday tunes?
a Tuesday tune.
Tuesday tunes, okay. Tune.
Here's something I didn't know about South Korea, right? Mm-hmm. If you are in South Korea, if you're born in South Korea, you have two ages.
How?
I know. It's a strange one, right? In South Korea, if you were born, on the day you are born, you are 1 year old. You're automatically one. So if you have, in our terms, if you have a baby and you're like, oh, they're only 12 weeks old, that baby in South Korea is already one. Then it gets even more confusing, right?
Okay. Do I need to write this down? Okay, you're born
probably.
One year.
Okay. Put a graph up. If you're born, you're 1 year old on the day you're born, right?
Yeah.
And then for some strange reason, when the calendar turns to January 1st, they add another year onto your life. So you're automatically knocked up to 2 years old.
What if you were born on December 31st?
Exactly, and that's what the problem is for lots of parents over there. They have newborn babies, and then a day after their baby arrives into the world, their baby's 2 years old.
That's ridiculous.
So what's going on at the moment is a lawmaker is trying to change that, so he's bringing it to the government and saying this is ridiculous. Now the South Koreans do say they have two ages, so their international age is the age that me and you will be, but they also at home deal with their own South Korean age, so they always have two ages. And the origin of this is unknown as well. They don't actually know where it's come from, but this is something that they live by through their entire lives.
And it was some great philosopher. It came up with a year when you're born and the next day you're two.
Like, it's just intentionally confusing things. So if you meet someone from South Korea, maybe they're a bit younger than they say they are.
Or older.
Or older. Which age are these?
Get you into over 18s movies.
See, actually, what's on their passports? I just thought it was fascinating. A really strange story. So I'll be intrigued to follow that and see if they pass it through and if the South Koreans only have one age from now on.
So internationally, if they do travel, what is on their passport?
I would assume it's their international age.
Okay. Grand. So instead of being 20, they're 18.
My head is right. Thinking. Okay. Stop thinking. Right. Just think of a song suggestion instead. It might be easier. I'm going to start with Tom Odell. Grow old with me.
Very good. Grow old with me. Let us share. Really nice song.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
What song do you reckon we should play for our one more tune story? That is the most confusing mathematically story that you've ever told us. 0877 98 98 98. Come on, give us a good Tuesday tunes.
98 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Wild Youth making me dance on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 10 to 10, cowboy time as you like to call it. Suze came in here, throwing stories around the place from around the world, and this time she went to South Korea. What happened in South Korea, Suze? Or what is going on?
Well, everyone in South Korea has two ages. They have their international age and their South Korean age, and that is from the day you're born, you are automatically one, and then when the new year kicks in, January 1st, they add another year to your life. So if you're born on December 31st, you're automatically 2 years old the very next day.
Or if you're born on December 25th, you get Christmas presents, birthday presents, and then a week later, birthday presents.
And 2 years worth of birthday presents as
win,
well.
Win. Okay, this is an issue. So we're looking for your song suggestions. Loads of suggestions coming in for Queens of Stone Age. No one knows. No one knows your age. Also, Alphabet. Fascination, because that's fascinating. It's just the way we feel.
We love this sensation. You know, it was between that and the song that won. But the amount of people that have asked for this song is incredible,
and it deserves to win. Because you don't really know what your age is, you're like, what's my age again? What is
yes.
it? Blink 182 on 98FM. It's One More Tune. Good morning.
98 FMs.